Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Monday, October 2nd, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's a beautiful day down here in the hills of West Virginia for October. This is really hot. It's in the 80s, but, you know, I'll take it as long as it lasts.
I love it. I love it.
And
No humidity.
That's what I like about it.
I know.
Feels so good. Anyway, I'm glad we're with you again.
I sure do like global warming.
I'm going to plant palm trees pretty soon. But anyway.
Are you? Yeah, why not? Well, why not, you know? I don't know what our temperature is now today. I don't think we hit the 80s yet. I think that comes tomorrow. We're just in the high mid-70s, but it's beautiful.
That's still good. That's great. That's absolutely great.
Beautiful.
Hope you had a good weekend.
Did we just have a weekend?
It was a 2-hour weekend, I think, but it was weekend.
I hear you.
It flew by.
Anyway, well, I'll tell you what, gold could have taken the day off. Well, maybe it did. Maybe that's why it's down $19 this morning, a 1%. It just hit 1% here just a little bit ago, 1830. Silver got hammered, 4.5%. Platinum got hammered, a little over 3%. Same with palladium, 3.44%. So the white metals. You know, and that's what you see in the white metals. You have a lot more volatility. And, yes, gold's still down 1%, but it's not down 4%. So, and, you know, it's all due to the dollar strength. We're moving in on 107. We're at 106.95. So I'll just round it out to 107. Crude oil took a beating today, down $2, 88.78. Paper markets today. Come on, paper markets. Let's see what they did today. Oh. And, of course, they're not going to show me. I don't understand why they do this to me, Butch. Why do these computers, it's like, okay, we know she needs these numbers now, so we're just going to do something else. Well, I know the Dow was down like 200 points, no big deal. Let me see if I can pull it up here. They were lower. They declined 122 points. The S&P traded down 0.2%. The NASDAQ was up just a little bit. But it doesn't seem like I can bring in. I'll work on it. It just irritates me.
It happens.
I mean, I go to this site every single day to do these market reports. And they just, they show them, but they're not showing me any numbers. So it, this allows them to put in their own little numbers. Oh, we need to have a few minutes after the top of the hour when the market's closed so we can make sure that the proper, Well, I'll bring that up, Butch, so.
Okay.
You know, well, the government's open. That's good news.
Yeah, I guess that's good news. I suppose it is. You know, I mean, yeah, I do believe we can live without a lot of it, but that's beside the point. It's open.
Yeah, it's such a joke. Well, it's open for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's open for a little bit anyway, until they can come back and start them all this hogwash over again. And it does look like my internet is completely down for some reason because I'm not bringing up my the things that I wanted to talk about today. It seems like everything is just froze. So
okay, well, maybe
I'm just going to have to let you start. And
there's plenty of it there. I guess you know heard about the guy in the Senate or the House throwing the fire alarm. You heard that already?
I know, it's so stupid.
I mean, Melody. I mean, it gets more insane every day. And he says an accident. They got him on video actually, you know, doing
yeah, but how
away.
I mean, we all know that wasn't an accident.
How do you accident?
I mean, you'd have to be blind. You'd have to be blind. And when was the last time you opened the door on the wall?
It's just unbelievable. And I guess he's just trying to delay the vote. But what was the purpose? I don't understand. You think he changed the vote?
Although, in defense of him, it doesn't look that way from the picture. But, you know, you can go into a lot of these hospitals and so forth where they do have the thing on the wall where you hit, doors open.
Oh, yes.
But they're automatic, and they're usually double doors, and, you know, there's big signs. Hit the button, you know, to enter. But sometimes if you're distracted and so forth, your mind wanders, and if you're a little on the over 50 age bracket, you know, sometimes you just go and you don't think anything about it. You think maybe you're some, you know, and you do it. Maybe you're thinking about that place, or maybe you just visited that place, and maybe, you know, and, that's the only logical explanation. But he really did do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious, but
no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Yeah. I would like to know what he's thinking. I truly would. This first article here is quite lengthy, but it's by Michael Snyder in his Economic Collapse blog. It's very important in my mind. I won't take time to share it. A lot of things are really strange things happening that's never happened before that I know of in history of the modern nations. It says two very ominous events are going to happen this week. You only practice for something if you think there is a decent chance they'll actually happen. This week, two tests will be conducted that sound rather ominous. The first of these tests will happen in Russia on Tuesday. Vladimir Putin has ordered the very first national nuclear attack exercise in the entire country, in the entire history of his country, and that is making headlines all over the globe. Russia will stage its first national nuclear attack exercise across 11 time zones in preparation for potential nuclear war. Now, folks, let it sink in. 11 time zone. That's what a huge landmass they cover. It's scheduled to take place on October 3rd, and we'll see Vladimir Putin regime present the West as a nuclear aggressor. If Vladimir Putin was entirely convinced that there's zero chance that nuclear war will happen, he would not have ordered these drills. Obviously, he believes that there is at least a remote possibility that the United States could spark a nuclear war. It is being reported that this exercise will assume that martial law has been introduced in Russia, and that nuclear attack by the Western powers would destroy up to 70% of Russian housing. A one-day nuclear attack exercise, which has only ever been done region by region, will include the preparation for destruction of 70% of Russian housing stock, and life support facilities. It will assume the scenario that martial law has been introduced in Russia and that this has gone through full mobilization. But that doesn't mean that most of the Russian public would die during such an attack. Russia has more than 16,000 nuclear shelters, and some of them can hold vast numbers of people. Here in the United States, we have one. It is in the Seattle area, and at the time it's built, it could house 200 people. Folks, let that sink in. Russia has built built shelters to protect their people from nuclear attack. America has done zilch. Who actually cares for the people? In November 1962, only a month after the Cuban Missile Crisis, excavation of a shelter in Seattle began. It was expected to be the first of several fallout shelters across the U.S., but ended up being the only one built in the country. The May 15, 1962 Seattle Times identified the structure as the nation's first fallout shelter to be built into a freeway. And, of course, the U.S. is not likely to hold a nationwide nuclear attack exercise anytime soon, because the leaders have fooled themselves and think that Russians would never dare fire the missiles at us. But just last week, thousands of Russians were involved in extensive nuclear combat drills. Now, folks, please, this is not on ABC News. At least I haven't seen ABC, CBS, any of the rest of them. The combat drills took place in the Swilovsk region on Thursday and saw 3,000 Tiger rocket division soldiers being trained on the highest degrees of combat readiness, according to RadarOnline.com. Video footage of the nuclear missile division's combat drills was shown on the Russian Defense Ministry TV channel. The clip shows thousands of soldiers training in Yars thermonuclear international ballistic missiles feared throughout the world because of their massive 6,835-mile range. If both sides continue to escalate matters in Ukraine, this is where things are eventually heading, and the Russians realize this. Unfortunately, our leaders in the Western world just don't seem to get it. If push comes to shove, the Russians will use their nuclear weapons. In fact, many prominent voices inside Russia are already encouraging Vladimir Putin to go in that direction. Here's just one example. The rhetoric was raised by loyalist MP and Army Commander Lieutenant General Andriy Gurlev, who demanded Putin be ready to use nuclear weapons. Our strategic capability is our nuclear triad, he said. This is what is designed for the landmass of the United States of America. This is specifically for them. And they know very well that after that there will be no United States of America. We 100% inflict on an unacceptable defeat on the USA. They know that. If our leaders had any sense, they would be looking for a peaceful way out of this mess while it is still possible. Now, folks, whether they can actually wipe 100%, I have no idea. The Bible kind of leans that way in Revelation 18. But whether they can or not, I have no idea. But even if they only do 50%, I think it's pretty drastic, don't you? Because Ukraine is not... Go ahead.
Also, just to let me throw this in there, you know, this Wednesday, this is October 4th, FEMA is going to do a national emergency alert.
And that's next on the list here, actually. Yep. Next on the list. I mean, this is not a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences. Because Ukraine is not going to defeat Russia, and the Russians are not going to back down. Last week, it is being reported that Putin has decided to bring in another 130,000 conscripts. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling up 130,000 conscripts for military service this fall, increasing the age limit of conscripts from 27 to 30, according to a document posted on the Russian government website on Friday. Russia's lower house of parliament voted last July to raise the age for conscripts, and that legislation will take effect on January 1, 2024. Putin said earlier this month that he is bracing for a long war with Russia, with Ukraine as Russia's armed forces press on their special military operation in Ukraine now in its 20th month. We are rapidly approaching a point of no return with Russia, and so we should sit down and talk while we can. The second ominous event that I wanted to discuss in this nationwide emergency alert test that will happen just one day after Russia conduct their nationwide nuclear attack exercises. On Wednesday afternoon, televisions, radios, and phones all over the entire country will suddenly come alive at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready to not freak out. On Wednesday, October 4th, 2:20 p.m., every TV, radio, and cell phone in the United States should blare out the distinctive jarring electronic warning tone of an emergency alert. It is a test, only a test. Officially, the trial is called the Nationwide Emergency Alert Test. You know, it's a test and not an actual emergency because it's accompanied by an explanation of the test. Even if your phone is set to silent mode, you will still hear a very loud alarm. The alerts include a series of loud alarms meant to attract attention. These will go off even if devices are set to silent mode. A test will last for about 1 minute on radio and television, and cell phones should receive the alert within a half hour of the test starting. The test system will broadcast a message reading, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No actions needed." A translated message will be delivered for those whose language is set to Spanish. So does this mean that something really bad will happen on Wednesday? Probably not. They're still telling us it's just a test, and hopefully that's all it is. But they're obviously practicing because they believe that there is a reason to do so. Now, folks, I just read you two ominous points made by Michael Snyder. And there's a lot more to this thing on Wednesday that's been coming in from different sources that I'm not going to get into right now. I suggest you turn your phone off, lay it aside, and not be around it from 2:15 to 3 o'clock or 3:30. Just lay it aside. You don't need it. You can live without it for a few minutes. Get away from computers and TVs if you can. Get outside, get away from everything, and let it do its thing. Now, obviously, this is something that they're testing here in this country Wednesday and the test in Russia tomorrow. I don't know that it signifies anything or not, Melody, but it's serious enough that it's got my attention. How about you?
Well, yeah, you know, and I think the disturbing part is you don't have any explanation from FEMA of what this emergency alert would cover. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If, you know, if this would happen, if that would happen, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if we've ever, I think we've had one in the past.
I don't think we ever had one nationally.
I don't know.
We have had in regions, but I don't think we had nationally that I know of. We may have, but this is Russia's first national one ever.
Yeah. So, and I'm not a person that believes in coincidences.
No way.
You know, so, I mean, this is a big warning. There's also a reason, too, why they passed that thing this weekend. That frees up all kinds of money. And so I think there's reasons why we've seen, you know, the dollar is strengthening. There's a whole lot behind everything. And you know what? The only thing that the news is, you know, worried about is Taylor Swift and that football player. That it is, the media is just disgusting and shameful. That they can't, it's just, and what happens when you're in these big cities and this goes off and people don't know about it? What do you think their reaction is going to be? I mean, it really is, this, you know, if you don't know anything about it, it goes off. Well, I think it could be a little scary.
It's supposed to be.
I read about this over a week ago. I think we mentioned it on this program already.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, I mean, this is supposed to say this is a test when it's going off. But you remember, we were alive then, but remember Orson Welles when we were invaded by Mars? And that was a radio show and about the whole country. Yeah. Got their guns out ready to go to war. Well, yep. Why not? I mean, folks, this is I do take this very seriously. Both countries within 24 hours of each other, basically doing the same thing. Only difference is Russia has room to protect their people. America doesn't. We all can't fit in a 200-man shelter in Seattle, Washington. Let those things sink in. Take it seriously, folks. Gold right now is down. Silver is down. What a buying opportunity. Because if this goes to hell, like it could, everything's going to collapse. Economically,
everything.
It's going to collapse. Everything. If you don't have some backup, I don't mean 401ks, IRAs, and pieces of paper in a bank. Your checking account in your bank, my friend, is not yours. You may think it is, but it's not. If there's a freeze out, you have nothing in the bank. The banks will seize your assets. You will have, but the FDC, I mean, will bail us out. No, nothing. No, FDIC will not bail you out. They can't. I'm telling you because I know this to be happening. It's going to happen in a big scale one day soon. Get yourself prepared with something that you can hold in your own little hand, not in a safe deposit box somewhere, not being held by somebody that says, well, we'll hold it for you, but in your hands. Melody, anything you want to say to that?
No. I mean, it's, you know, we don't want, we hope and pray it doesn't happen. We're not saying it is going to happen this week. But, I mean, look at all the news and follow these news. Which I think that the two most important things that you said is, number one, Russia's not going to back down. And number two, Ukraine's not going to beat Russia.
There you go.
And so, and the government, U.S. government has been lying to you this whole time, saying that, you know, oh, it's for democracy and all this other bull crap. And it isn't. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. Financial Survival. Gold and silver. 1-800-375-4188. It's 1-800-375-4188. You know, Butch, I know people are out there saying, well, you know, if we're all going to be nuked and we're all going to be whacked, what's the point of gold and silver? Well, you know what? There's not going to be 100% of you that are wiped out.
No.
There'll still be a lot of you left. And then what are you going to do?
And I don't think the banks will be open the next day either.
I don't think so either.
So
markets will crash. I mean, just everything.
Even if
they just closed the market so they didn't crash, that's what they would do. How are you going to get your money out of there? How are you going to trade?
And always keep in mind, Melody, if it's in the bank, it's not yours anyway. It is as long as they have it. But the banks are in a financial jeopardy, your money's theirs. And it's happened before, and it's going to happen again. It's just a matter of time. No one knows the set dates that maybe those are planned, and they're not sure. But it's going to happen again, and it's going to be rougher than anything we ever saw before in the history of the country. It's going to happen.
Look at all the signs, and I think that, you know, the signs is, you know, we just now, you know what, we just now gave Ukraine, what, the F-16s or whatever they are? Do you know how long it takes to train people? 2 years. What, you don't think they're going to use our military? You think they're going to wait 2 years until they can train Ukrainian pilots to fly those things? First, they have to teach them how to speak English and read English. I mean, I actually learned this on a MSNBC program. I thought, well, yeah, I never thought about that. but even if it didn't take 2 years, it's a year.
That's true.
So our pilots are there. They're planning that we're going to be there. We will be active. We already are. But, and I can't believe that people in this country are so stupid. And I'm sorry for using that word because I don't like that word. That they believe it's in the defense of democracy. And I'd even put a little swear word in front of that because that's how much these people are. They're just stupid, dumb. I don't know. And it's just like, oh, it's for democracy. Yeah, I don't like Russia and they're taking part away from you, you know. But Ukraine was in the top 10 world countries that were the most corrupt.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're defending, a corrupt nation. Just so we can get at Russia. For whatever, it's just, or whatever we're trying to cover up in Ukraine, what did we promise them for the millions of dollars that our politicians and multinational and all of those involved received? Jeez Louise, that the people actually voted for a clown? Jeez, a comedic clown at that? That's what he really was, a clown. And
that's
then he
true.
Was a. I mean, really? Where do you get the money for that to run? At least Trump, supposedly a billionaire. Most of the politicians running the day, most of them were multimillionaires, billionaires. Most of them were in that. There was a few of them up there on that stage that are billionaires. Jeez, Butch.
I know, Melody. I know, and I know it's hard for everybody to grasp all this. It is from you and I too. We don't want to even talk. I don't even want to talk about this. I really would like to see this stuff just kind of disappear and not even be a fact and not even to be something to consider. But to ignore this when the house is on fire, we're inside that house. We better pay attention. Better look for an exit. There's no point in going back to sleep and act like it's not happening, but it is happening. The dollar right now is very strong. It's a fake strength, but it's strong. And this article here is the end of the dollar hegemony. Russian oil giant now using yuan and rubles for export settlements. Folks, it's just a matter of time. The dollar is not be worth anything on international trade, which means inflation is going to get worse in this country. And I'm talking to people every day. I just talked to a lady today. Her husband owns a logging business, and she runs a produce shop, different things. And they're struggling. Matter of fact, you're now calling, what do they call the logs to haul in? Gee, I forget. There's a mocking term because there's no money in them now. They're hauling inside. All they're getting done now is paying expenses, paying the help. They're not making money at it. It's just frustrating for business owners. I don't know what it is everywhere else, but it is here. They're getting frustrated. The Russian oil producer Gazprom, Neft, a subsidiary of the energy giant Gazprom, is now conducting crude trade with foreign partners with the Chinese yuan and Russian rubles, a significant step in reducing reliance on U.S. dollar and euro, which both become unreliable following the Western sanctions imposed on the Eurasian nation. The company CEO, Alexander Dyakov, revealed this information on the sidelines of the TNF Energy Forum, which was held in the oil-rich Tyumen region in Siberia. The conventional practice of conducting international trade used to be done using major currencies like the dollar and euro. This decision increasingly reflected a strategic move to align its trade practices more closely with the economic and geopolitical interests of Russia, as well as its significant energy ties with China. According to Dyakov, the company has not experienced any problems withdrawing its export earnings in foreign currency since it started trading with the said currencies. It also received its revenue from oil and petroleum product sales at short notice. Also, Russia is not the only one moving to dethrone the U.S. dollar. The China Nice Petroleum Corporation has agreed to switch payments for gas supplies to rubles and renminbi instead of dollars. According to Simon Watkins, former senior FX trader, financial journalist, and best-selling author, in the first phase of the new payment system. This will apply to Russian gas supplies to China via the Power of Siberia, an eastern pipeline route that totals a minimum of 38 billion cubic meters of gas per year. So we lost another piece of the economy, world economy, now with Russia and other nations now trading in the yuan and rubles. We're losing China and Russia's every day. Our dollar still looks strong, and they're manipulating somehow to keep it up there, folks, but it's going to come down. And if you think it's bad now inflation-wise, I do believe I can say this safely. Within the next couple months, 3 months, before winter's over.
Oh, you know what, Butch?
Go ahead.
I just saw, I can't get into it. It says a huge fireball lights up Oxford sky, explosion developing. I don't know my stupid computer, and maybe that's why I haven't been able to. It's BBC recycling plant. Okay.
Oxford where?
England. Okay. Oxfordshire recycling. This is BBC. Explosion at Oxfordshire recycling plant after lightning strike. But it doesn't look like... the picture that they show sure doesn't look like a lightning strike. But anyway. Okay, false alarm.
Okay. This is another article about Michael Snyder. Snyder does some pretty good articles, Mel. He really does. Mm-hmm. His blog is pretty interesting. Life in America has never been more unaffordable than it is right now. This is just a part of the article. Our standard of living is being systematically destroyed, but for a lot of years, many Americans didn't fully understand what was taking place because it was happening so slowly. And I've said this on this program, in my program, many times, the dollar is not going to collapse to nothing overnight. It's dropped 97% since 1913, but it didn't happen overnight. People will be suspicious if all of a sudden you take a dollar bill into a gas station, couldn't buy gas. So they make it $3 a half or $4 a gallon, they'll take them. But the dollar's collapsing every day, folks, incrementally collapsing every day, and we're just in the beginning of it. But now we haven't reached a stage where the purchasing power of our country is collapsing, and the cost of living has become exceedingly painful. Thanks to a rapidly rising cost of living, the middle class is becoming the impoverished class, and the poor increasingly being pushed out into the streets. If we do not find a way to turn these trends around, it won't be too long before we have tremendous social turmoil on our hands. Earlier today, I came across an article about a woman that found a receipt from Burger King that was dated August 10th, 1986. Now, I know for folks my age, that doesn't seem like that long ago, but that's been a long time ago, folks, 40 years, we'll say. At that time, you could buy a Whopper for just $1.54. Today, the same Whopper will cost you $6.79. A woman has been left stunned after discovering a retro Burger King receipt from the 1980s, which reveals the staggering price increases that the fast food chain has implemented over the past four decades. U.S.-based Lisa took to social media to share the receipt after her mother found it in a box in the garage while remodeling her home. The faded paper from the fast food chain dates back to August 10, 1986, where and at least three Whoppers were purchased for $4.62 for three of them, which works out to $1.54 each. A single Whopper a day currently costs $6.79, over four times the price listed on the vintage receipt. In other words, if you had $6.79 back then, you could buy four Whoppers, and you would still have money left over. This is what inflation does. It destroys your purchasing power. That's pretty straightforward, I think. Pretty straightforward in my mind. Back then, $1.54 seemed high, probably. But now, almost $7 for the same burger. I had to buy a 5-pound bag of potatoes, Dave, from a market, because the store I used to shop at is half our way, and had the potatoes. What would you suspect a 5-pound bag of Idaho potatoes cost, Dave, Melody?
I don't know. I don't buy potatoes.
You don't buy potatoes? You
no.
need potatoes?
No.
$7 a bag for 5
Wow.
pounds.
Holy smokes.
$7 for a 5-pound bag of potatoes.
Wow.
I try not to eat meat myself because I'm a diabetic and try to stay away from them. But from time to time, we do put a bit of meat on a roast or something. But
I love potatoes.
$7 for 5 wow. pounds of potatoes that not too many years ago was 99 cents.
Yeah. How many potatoes do you get in a 5-pound bag?
Now, this is only a guess. I'd say 35, 40 maybe. I'm guessing. They're not very big. They're about half the size of baseball, maybe a little bigger.
Wow.
Not many. Not many. But that's what we're facing in America today. And now with when you have you buy a vehicle, the interest rate's what, 7% now? Maybe more?
Yep.
And we're seeing payments, the average payment, I just heard this today, on a car is $1,000 a month. My first car didn't cost that much. It wasn't a pretty new car. It was an old Rambler station wagon, but it ran just fine. Folks, this is ridiculous. This is why you may see gold and silver fluctuate. But when it finally starts taking off again, I do believe the next time around it's going to break records again. And who, God only knows where it's going to end up. But how are we going to keep paying the bills and the power bills and buy groceries at that kind of rate? You tell me.
I want to know, how do you find a Burger King receipt from 1986?
they found it in a garage sale. It was cleaning out garage and found it, I should say. Found the garage.
Well, that makes sense.
Oil just, as you said, took a little bit of hit today, but premiums are going nuts everywhere. Plunging U.S. supply sends oil prices around the world. Buyers of physical oil across the planet are experiencing an acute supply shortage and are facing some of the highest premiums for supplies they've seen in months, as plunging stocks at the largest U.S. crude storage hub sent shockwaves across the markets from Asia to Europe and the Middle East. As Bloomberg reports, the U.S. crude cargoes on offer in Asia are being offered at the costliest premium this year. The spread between Brent and Middle East oil has jumped to the highest since February, while the premium for near-term U.S. supply is close to the highest since July 2022. Behind the soaring premiums is Cushing, Oklahoma, the delivery point for benchmark U.S. crude futures, which helps to set the price of oil across Americas and beyond. As we have noted in recent weeks, inventories at the hub are now sitting just above seasonal lows last seen in 2014 and are effectively at the levels known as tank bottoms, below which inventories are for the most part unusable. Okay. Whatever. We'll see. Melanie said the price come down $2 a barrel a day. What was it before, Melanie? Was it 90-something a barrel?
Well, in futures, they hit 95.
So it dropped to down 93 then.
It has dropped, yeah.
So, I mean, we're picking on $100 a barrel.
Yeah, absolutely. They're even talking about 150. And, you know, I know it's going there because now you're beginning to see articles saying, well, what's a big deal? It's not going to hurt that bad if oil goes to 150 anymore.
Oh, my.
That's what they're so they're trying to soften the blow. So is it going to be here tomorrow? No. But there's, you know, I don't know what happens if something nasty does happen. What happens to oil? What happens to all prices?
Well,
go
ahead.
The only thing that's going to drop is going to be your investments. But food and energy, the things that they always pull out of your CPI, the things that they don't include, that's what's going to be unaffordable.
All living things need energy supplied.
Yeah.
Through food, through fuel to the function, to heat the homes, to whatever. Without energy, nothing runs. And nothing, folks, this is a serious situation. Again, I'm not. People say you're trying to scare us. No, I'm not trying to scare you. But let me ask you this question, all the listeners out there: how many times in the last years have we been right? I'm saying it humbly before God. How many times have we been proven right?
100%.
Yeah, exactly. That's a fact. So maybe one day they'll pay attention to us. I don't know.
You know why we're right?
Because we look at history and see what's happening.
Well, we don't sensationalize anything. I could sit here and sensationalize. And to me, sensationalizing is somewhat of a lie. But if you don't call it a lie, just sensationalizing something. I mean, you don't get to the point. You're exaggerating.
Who was it said that China was going to attack us last Friday? I heard somewhere, China's going to attack us.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
they missed us, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But you see, that's what we call sensationalizing. You know, have you heard they're going to attack it? Well, no, I haven't. And if I did, I'd take it with a grain of salt. I have to have more proof than somebody just saying it. So, folks, we are just trying to give you the basic facts in my hand, proven facts.
Are we at a break already?
Already.
Wow. Counting the minutes. We'll be right back.
Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say nay. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. 1-800-375-4188. I just want to say this real quick. There was a Bloomberg report out about a severe crash is coming for U.S. office properties. And, you know, we've talked about this before, about how office prices in the U.S. are due for a crash. And the commercial real estate market faces at least another 9 months of declines. And this is according to Bloomberg's latest Markets Live Pulse survey. And they did the survey of about 919 respondents, and about two-thirds of them said that the U.S. market will only rebound after a severe collapse. And because they got a lot of loans that are coming due, a lot of debt, $1.5 trillion of commercial real estate debt is due before the end of 2024, and refinancing isn't going to be easy. So, you know, and if you have $1.5 trillion, even, you know, what, 25%, what do you think that's going to do to these, to their bank? I mean, and that's just one thing that we're facing in the commercial real estate.
$1.5 trillion. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Is due before the end of 2025. So, you know, so no, it's And I think it'll happen before then, but.
Wow.
But anyway.
Have a complaint about CV. Do I now?
It's a big story.
It is. It is. And it's a time bomb just waiting to explode.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Article says, have a complaint about CVS, so do pharmacists. Many just walked out. Farmers who work for CVS have staged a walkout in Kansas City metro area protesting what they say are unreasonable work conditions. In this foul photo, CVS anyway showed the people walking out of Jackson, Mississippi. Farmers working in CVS stores are walking off the job, resorting to a drastic form of protest to highlight what they say are unsafe and the stressful work conditions tied to a widespread lack of proper staffing. One week after a large walkout forced at least a dozen stores to shut down in Kansas City area, CVS is promising changes. Another round of pharmacists walks out got widespread attention Wednesday. CVS has cut back on staffing, including less time for technicians to assist pharmacists, even as the demand for prescriptions and vaccines grow, the protesters say. CVS announced plans at the start of the year to cut or shift hours at thousands of its pharmacies. It's like running a McDonald's with just one person, the pharmacist told the Kansas City Star, and that they must work alone for the vast majority of the 64-hour a week the store is open. Now, this one's interesting. CVS says it will close 900 stores by the end of 2024, 10% of all its shops, as it moves to online strategy amid rampant increase in shoplifting. Another chain closing 900 stores because of thievery. CVS is set to close 900 stores across the country as it undergoes a complete retail overhaul as more outlets move towards online sellers amid rampant increase in crime. The major drugstore chain is coming to the end of a policy launched in 2021, which will see 300 stores closed each year, meaning 900 have shuttered by 2024. And the announcement, which has hit headlines again recently amid rampant shoplifting at the chain, bosses said that they are undergoing a new retail footprint strategy. CVS and other retailers across the U.S. Continue to adjust to post-pandemic footfall, with COVID helping turbocharge the popularity of online shopping. More shoppers are turning to buying online in the wake of the pandemic, as well as rocketing levels of shoplifting affecting sales in stores. CVS claims that the local market dynamics, population shifts, and the community's store density are some of the aspects it has looked into when deciding which stores to shutter. People went online to shop. Okay. But the saddest part is shoplifting is shutting a lot of them down. Really, that is really sad, is it not?
It truly is.
I mean, 900 stores, if it's 20 employees per store, that's a lot of people laid off, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Sometimes I wonder, too, are they really blaming, you know, the crime, or are they just in poor financial shape? I don't know.
Well, if they're their only source saying the crime, I would say that's probably it.
Yeah.
But other stores, you know, across the country are doing the same thing. This next article, rampant crime in blue cities leads 9 Target stores to close. On September 26th, the streets of Philadelphia became a stomping ground for rampant crime. Stores such as Apple, Lululemon, and Foot Locker were ransacked, akin to a passing tornado that there were shreds of broken glass, dismembered mannequins, and whatever material goods were left lay scattered in the mess. Police were outnumbered, resulting in only a dozen arrests among the 100 looters. The lawlessness is not unique to Philadelphia. Across America, Target is reportedly closing 9 locations due to crime and safety concerns. There are 3 in Portland, 3 in San Francisco, 2 in Seattle, and 1 in New York. Notably, the majority of this criminal behavior is taking place in Democrat-run cities. As Family Research Council President Tony F. Perkins, a former police officer, has said, "You sow lawlessness, you reap lawlessness." Target is not the only brand shutting its doors in the face of a disorder. National Review reported Walgreens, Whole Foods, REI, and Nordstrom have all announced location closures because crime has made it difficult to do business. So, yeah, I would say this is for real. I wish it weren't, but it is. It's sad when society is such a law-breaking society that businesses cannot exist. I know what that does to mom-and-pop stores, Melody. There's not many of those left, are there?
No, not really. Not really.
I mean, stop and think about little independent service stations you used to see along the road. Now they're all owned by conglomerates, you know, Exxon, BP, and others. You don't see little independent full service stations much, do you?
No, not anymore.
Used to be you walk up, you drive at the pumps, they come out and wash your windshield, fill your tank, check air in your tires, anything you want done, all part of the service.
I used to work at a gas station.
Yeah. I did too. I think I was a rite of passage for young boys my age, you know, work at a gas station.
Well, I worked at one of the first gas stations that hired a female.
Really?
Yeah.
And look what's happened to him since.
We used to have... we had lines running out to the highway.
Well, so. Those are independent owners. They probably didn't get rich, but they put food on the table and hired a couple workers. I was one of them. You pull your car inside, we could grease them, change oil in them, change it, fix a flat, you know, odds and ends that you don't find.
Well, we didn't do any of that. We just pumped gas, checked the oil, and wiped windows. Oh. We didn't do any of that other stuff.
We done full service. I mean, we did everything that he done. I mean, we couldn't overhaul engines. There didn't have time to overhaul engines, change transmissions. But a flat tire, an oil change, or whatever, it was no big deal. We did that all the time. You know, that's what we did. And we put in a set of plugs and points and get the car out there a little bit. Back when cars easy to work on, the one computerized, you just went in, changed the rotor cap and a button, rotor button and a distributor cap, and, you know, and he's ready to roll. But not today. But anyway, those are all gone.
Yep.
You have to take your car to a specialty shop now for him to work with. They'd put them on a computer, find out what's wrong, and they generally charge you hundreds and hundreds of dollars to fix something.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, you know, I just want to say this. We've had so many strikes and so forth. There was a strike for the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. They had their strike, and they came to an agreement. I think it was back in, was it August? The union in August ratified a 6-year contract for U.S. dock workers that improved pay and benefits for 22,000 employees at 29 ports stretching from California to Washington State. Well, they filed for bankruptcy, Chapter 11. A few short months later. So,
could that happen
there
you go. Could that happen to the auto dealers, automakers? Could that happen to the big three? Of course it could.
I don't know. Yeah.
Of course it could. Folks, this is... Oh, people get mad when I say this. But this is communism, socialism at work. I'm not against unions. I'm against greed either direction. This could shut them down. Wow, so they shut down when? Well, when did the declare bankruptcy said? When did they do that?
Well, they're filing Chapter 11, protection to resolve a pending litigation with the Oregon affiliate of the International Container Terminal Services, Inc., according to the September 30 filing that was made in the San Francisco courts. So they're trying to resolve this. Actually, this is a decade-long litigation, and the union can no longer afford to defend, so I guess they're filing Chapter 11 to implement a plan. And there aren't any very many chapter, what were they, 7s or 13s, where you totally wiped out debt.
Right,
it's mostly
right,
all chapters right. 11, where you do have to pay and so forth. But I don't know where it goes, and how does it affect everything else? I don't know. It's just interesting.
It is.
And
it is.
Yeah.
It's sad. It really is.
So, but the union is facing a trial over the allegations it illegally slowed down operations. Which a lot of these people that are striking and so forth, that's what they did first. And I think it happened with UPS, or they at least threatened to do that. So, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, we hit this topic briefly the other day, and this is a new article on this. It just came out a couple days ago. The U.S. military is laying the groundwork to reinstitute the draft. Now, this is out of the same information, but a different article. The most recent edition of the U.S. Army War College Academic Journal includes a highly disturbing essay on what lessons U.S. military should take away from the continuing war in Ukraine. By far, the most concerning and most relevant section for the average American citizen is a subsection entitled Casualties, Replacements, and Reconstructions. reconstitution, I'm sorry, which to cut right to the chase directly states large-scale combat operations troop requirements may well require a reconceptualization of the 1970s, 1980s volunteer force and move toward partial conscription. The context for this supposed need to reinstate conscription is the estimate that were the U.S. to enter a large-scale conflict, every day it would likely suffer 3,600 casualties and require 800 replacements again per day. The report notes that over the course of 20 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, the U.S. suffered 50,000 casualties, a number which would likely be reached in merely 2 weeks of large-scale and intensive combat. We lost about 60,000 in Vietnam, and I don't know how many thousand in Korea. Would they ever reinstitute the draft? Of course they will. Of course they will. Now, this comes out of U.S. Army War College Academic Journal. This is not me saying that. This comes right out of the journal. Comments, Melody?
No, sir.
And I don't have time to fill all this. We're running out of time so fast here. But anyway, driving us out of cars again. A recent column about this service so good you can't afford that you can't refuse it, car insurance, summoned many emails from people affirming they're being driven out of their cars by the cost of paying to cover it. One reader sent me some specifics that show how it's being done. And I can amen that, folks. Mine went up $200 every 6 months. Doesn't sound like a lot until you got to pay it. With everything else going up, it hurt. My insurance is with the AARP, the Hartford, and I drive about 2,500, 3,000 miles a year. My 2017 Chevy Sonic has 18,200 miles on the clock. Last year, I paid $1,569 to insure this car. This year, it's $2,179. The difference between the two figures is $610 for the same thing over the course of 1 year, about 30% uptick, which amounts to several times the worst estimate of how much buying power dollar has lost over the past year as a result of giving so many tens of billions of them away to Kiev and flooding the economy with so many trillions of them, digitalized and otherwise. Yeah, if they want to try their car, Melody, all I do is just insure to the point you can't afford it. You have a car, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, people say, well, they can't give me all my car. Yeah, they can. They can. They're insured to the point you can't afford it, or they tax you to the point you can't afford to pay taxes. Yeah, they can. They'll do 15-minute cities, and you'll fall right in line with it because you can't afford to do anything else. One more quick headline. New Ohio factory to produce electric air taxis that carry 5 passengers with vertical takeoff and landing. A company developed electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft for passenger service announced its plans to locate its first major aircraft production facility in Dayton, Ohio, the birthplace of aviation. So there you go, Melody. There's your taxi you can fly around in, and it can deliver up to 500 aircraft, they said, per year at the Dayton International Airport, supporting 2,000 new jobs. So you can assume they can fly in taxis.
Hey, well, think about this. After these places in America are nuked, they're going to have to rebuild. And I think maybe that's why they're not rebuilding a whole lot now. Why correct the infrastructure when it's just going to crumble?
It'd be destroyed, you mean? Yeah, good point.
It's going to be destroyed.
Good point.
So we'll wait.
Good point.
Wow. I don't know. It's just one of my thoughts.
Well, folks, we've shared enough news with you today that you should be concerned a little bit and not be scared. Don't panic. Panic will destroy you. Think and pray things through. Do what's right. Melody, go ahead.
1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my